Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Dave Cornelison, and you're once again listening to STEM Spots. Last week in the show, I had two of my students, two female physics students, who talked with me about Donna Strickland and the Nobel Prize that she just won in physics, only the third woman and the first in 55 years to win a Nobel Prize in physics. I wanted to talk more about that today. There were some unfortunate comments by a physicist at the CERN Institute in Switzerland, who made some comments about women and their ability to do physics. And so I wanted to talk about, of course, probably the most famous female physicist of all time, who would be Marie Curie. She was Polish born in 1867. Her birthday was over 150 years ago. And she was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize in physics. She not only did that, she also won another Nobel Prize in chemistry. The only person to win two Nobel Prizes in different fields, the first woman to win two Nobel Prizes. She was an outrageously good scientist and an amazing example of what anyone can do if given the time, inclination, and the discipline to achieve it. I wanted to talk a little bit about her life. She was born in 1867. She was Polish born. She had to go through great difficulties in order to get her PhD in physics. First, she worked as a governess for several years, 5 years, to help put her sister through medical school. And then after that, was able herself to go to Paris and start working in a PhD program in physics. Almost unheard of at the time. She had an amazing amount of willpower. Anything you read about her tells you that she knew what she wanted, and she was willing to do what it took to get there. Now, she met a man named Pierre Curie, who was a French physicist, and they began working together. They ultimately married, but many of the ideas that came out of their work or that started in their work together came from Marie. They both became interested in nuclear physics, so this is a very early studies of the nucleus. Pierre Curie had already been working in some physics areas that were not related to the nucleus at all, but Marie had found that this was quite interesting to her, so she began a new experimental program to try to learn more about radioactive elements. People really didn't know very much at all. They knew there were some natural ores and compounds that were based on things like uranium and thorium that were radioactive according to the new understanding that had been developed in the previous couple of decades or decade or so. But she started to look at these and understand that there perhaps were other radioactive elements that had been undiscovered and that might even be much more radioactive than the ores that were already well understood. So she began a search for these things. And in fact, basically conducted a dramatic search over a period of years using techniques that most people would not think of when they think of physics. Most people, when they think of physics, they think of somebody either taking pencil to paper and thinking deep thoughts and writing out mathematical equations, or perhaps working with strange electronic gear or so forth. One of the things that she did was that she was doing chemical extractions. So she was doing an interplay between, she was working in an interdisciplinary field between physics and chemistry. For example, Emilio Segre, who wrote a book from X-rays to quarks, he wrote a passage about her that says something like this: "To those who know what it means to dissolve 100 kilograms of an ore by hand using crude methods, it will seem unbelievable that two people actually did it. Considering the fumes in a laboratory without hoods, the physical labor of stirring the solvents, and the heating of substances by primitive methods, only the indomitable spirit of the Polish woman could have overcome such odds. She undertook the most strenuous physical labor while Pierre, not as strong as she, attended to other tasks." This is quite remarkable because, of course, this is pre-OSHA and so forth, and she did work that was physically demanding in order to pursue her goal and her vision. Now, ultimately, of course, she discovered two new radioactive elements, polonium and radium, and she won the first of her Nobel Prizes based on one of those in 1903, based on her contributions. Subsequently to that, after her husband passed away, she won another Nobel Prize in chemistry in 1911. That's how greatly she was respected. Of course, her daughter, Irene Curie, who was trained by her mother, she went on to win a Nobel Prize herself, a Nobel Prize in chemistry some years later for the discovery of artificial radioactivity. Of course, most people say the apple never falls far from the tree, but the thing that Irene obviously had might have been nature, but certainly it was nurture, one of the things that we know people need in order to be convinced that they can succeed in physics. To mention another person just in passing, I should also mention that Maria Gerbert Meyer won the Nobel Prize in physics for her work in nuclear shell structure. And the only thing I can say about the intervening 55 years it took for Donna Strickland to win another Nobel Prize in physics indicates deficiencies in the practitioners of physics, not in the ability of females to practice physics. Those are my musings, and this is STEM Spots, and once again, this is Dave Cornelison signing off.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.